A President for the Little Guy. One of the many paradoxes of the Trump presidency is that although he is one of the richest men ever to be elected president, he was elected by the little guy. The opposite of being rich is being poor, and Trump was elected not by poor people on average, but by poor areas of the USA. What do we mean when we say this? Let's start with a map of the USA with all of its 3,056 counties marked either in red, those won by Trump, or in blue, those won by Hillary. Judging by the number of counties won, it looks like Trump won by a landslide. He took 2,584 counties, compared to only 472 for Hillary. But we also know that Hillary won the popular vote even though she lost the Electoral College. She got 2.8 million more votes than the Donald. Thus, a map of the USA showing counties is deceptive because it depicts the land area, not the population. So, Hillary won the counties which had larger populations and denser populations. Researchers from the Brookings Institution took this analysis a step further by looking at the 2015 GDP in real terms of each county. The 472 counties which Hillary won produced 64% of US GDP. This is what we meant when we said at the outset that the Donald was elected by the poor parts of the US. Regardless of the economic status of Trump voters individually, they tend to live in counties with fewer people and less GDP. Hillary's voters, by contrast, may be poor individually, but they tend to live in urban counties with more people and more GDP. We take this analysis a step further by adding in some data from a study by the Nonpartisan Economic Innovation Group, which earlier in 2016 looked at the geographical distribution of economic recovery between 2010 and 2014. This study concluded that only one quarter of all of the USA's 3,000-odd counties added new businesses as fast as the national average. Even more strikingly, the study found that 20 counties alone generated half of the USA's new business in this period 2010 to 2014. Not surprisingly, the list of these 20 counties includes the counties with the largest populations in the USA, representing major metropolitan areas such as Los Angeles, Miami, New York City, and Houston. What is surprising is that Hillary won 18 of these 20 counties. She even won most of the urban counties in states that Trump won overall, such as Texas and Florida. The only two high-growth counties she didn't win were Maricopa County, around the city of Phoenix in Arizona, and Tarrant County around Dallas, Texas. We have heard the Trump supporters tell us they wanted to make America great again. Their geographical distribution suggests that they have in fact been living in the low-growth parts of America. This fits what we know about the last decade already. Large urban areas have enjoyed faster growth and more evenly spread growth than rural areas and small cities. In particular, both coasts have done much better than the flyover states in the middle. Metropolitan areas like Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Boston, New York, Miami, and Washington, D.C. now have significantly higher average incomes and higher minimum wage rates than middle America. We knew from the voting statistics that Hillary voters tended to be urban, non-Anglo, and young. What we didn't know is that Hillary voters accounted for nearly two-thirds of the USA's GDP and most of its recent business growth. This conjunction of facts suggests that it is going to be difficult for the Trump administration to fulfill its promises to bring back good jobs, unless it moves the Trump voters to the coastal cities.